This is Arthur. How may I help you?
Hey, Arthur. It's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How is everything going?
So far, so good, I guess.
Glad to hear that. I just got a chance to look at your email, and it seems that you have gone through a terrible situation.
I did. I dislocated my shoulder, like, probably a few days ago. I didn't mention it the last time we talked, but I'm trying to use it as much as I can, and it's not cool at all.
Yeah, you would probably have to flex it a lot and just to make sure that, you know, it doesn't really stick into one single place. So, yeah, I understand. It, you know, it is definitely painful. So, you know, but it will definitely work out. You are young, and you are also going to make sure that, you know, you take care of yourself. So, you know, that's it's all going to work out.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, yesterday I was like, oh, because I'm so annoyed because I'm used to being, like, using my hands and I'm a right-handed person, so it's my right shoulder. So it's so hard not to use my hand, you know. So yesterday I was like, I'm just going to start taking everything out and, like, try to do inventory and see what all I have and then start taking pictures one by one. And oh, man, this morning I was like, my arm felt like it was getting ready to rip off because I was doing too much, you know. But I have no choice, you know.
Yeah, well, I understand. Life has left you no choice but to use it. Oh, my God.
I mean, I have no choice. Like, if it was my left hand, that would be perfect. But it's my right hand, and I work, and, like, I'm a right-handed person. So you answer your phone with the right hand, you drive with your right hand, you wash your hair with the right hand. I mean, like, everything is just like, I'm like, God, this is not supposed to be happening to me right now, you know? So I can't just sit around and not do anything. So, but I did a lot yesterday with it, and it's kind of like, feel like it's ripping off. But I can't stop.
That's all right.
I can't stop.
Well, you know, in cases like these, I tell myself, this is what I tell myself. I don't tell this to anyone, but I tell myself that, you know, it could always be worse. So,
like my mom said, my mom was like, you're lucky you didn't, like, you know, like, scrape all your face off or something. I'm like, okay, Mom, thank you. That is a benefit. I know. But in the long run, I still have to do everything with my right hand. She's like, yeah, I know, but it could be worse. You're still breathing. And I'm like, oh, I understand, Mom. Thank you.
Totally not helpful, but thank you so much.
I'm still my pain right now, but whatever. She's like, you're a trooper. You got this. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Well, as my hand feels like it's getting ready to rip off. Okay, that's great. That's mom love for you, right?
That's fine. It'll be all okay. You'll be good. It will.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. So, yes, Jacqueline, a couple things from our end. Yes, we have created all the inner pages of your website. If you look at Teamwork right now, you will be able to go over or just pull up the link that we've shared with you off the website. So, you know, all of the pages have now become functional. So you're going to be able to look at all the About Me page, the Shop page, Contact page, FAQs, Privacy Policy. We'll be moving Privacy Policy down into the footer. But as far as the rest is concerned, if you open the Shop page, this is what's important. So, as long as you have that, just pull it up. Let me know what you're there. Are you there on the Shop page?
No. I'm on my phone right now, so I don't have a computer in front of me. I mean, I'm pretty sure I could look it up with my phone, but it probably won't look the same, right?
Yeah, it will definitely be different because, you know, we adjust the website to with mobile responsiveness, so. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. As soon as I I'll get my laptop and then I'll open it up that way, and then that way I can see a better version of it because my phone's not going to do all that, I'm sure.
That's perfectly fine. So yes.
Yeah.
You could take your time on that. I would actually recommend you take your time, take some notes, and tell me what you think about the design too. But I wanted to give you an update on the logo and the overall design of the website. So the design aspect of the website is already through. The logo, however, is actually in process. I think Mark will probably be the one who's going to update you as far as that is concerned. So, it's Jacqueline on the call. Would you want, to transfer? Right. Okay. So, Jacqueline, do you mind if I transfer this over to Mark so that he could guide you and update you on what is required on the logo? I think it's just in process. He just wants to talk. So, is there anything you want to ask from me or any other questions?
No, that's it. Just when I get to the laptop, I do have a question. So I'm going to start taking pictures probably tomorrow, like individuals of what I have. How do I go about, like inventory? How do you do, like, the inventory on the website?
Okay, I'll explain. So when it comes down to the inventory uploading, what we do is we create an Excel file that is directly uploaded into WooCommerce. So since your website is on WordPress, WooCommerce is a plugin or a tool that is used to integrate the entire functions of an e-commerce store. So what happens is we create a CSV file. Once you send in all the information separately, what you could do is I can send you a format that you could use to compile all the information regarding the products, because it will be difficult if we were to just go about different routes. It would be easier to actually, or you could just send me all the information of the tabs that I will be asking you for, such as the SKU number, the size, the additional details, product details, so on and so forth. That's what's going to be very important. So what I can do is I can send you a CSV file that we can use to upload, and if you're having a hard time just compiling or writing down information into that, I can have my product uploading team look after the data uploading. They have their own data entry team. So what they do is they just take the information from the client and then start compiling, and then then once that's done, they then approve it and then have that uploaded to the website. So that's how it works. So how about
is it better that I take a picture of one product and then attach like how many I have and what the prices are and stuff like that? Like, I don't know. This is my first time doing it, that's why I was like taking everything out of the boxes and then putting one piece out and then and piling the boxes behind it. That way I know how many I have of each product.
I'll explain. Let's make this easier. So, you take all the pictures one by one. So, you have one product, maybe take three pictures. I think that's what I would actually recommend, going with three pictures at least for a single product, because you'll be having much more angles to look at. Your audience will have that. Keep a white background. That's what's important. So, and the pictures should be of high definition. Plus, the lighting of the pictures should be good too. So, yes, once that is sorted, take three pictures of a single product and name. Let's say you start off with you just put the name of the product there. So, let's say you give me an example. Any product.
Well, I have let's say it's a planter pot that is small, but it's shaped like a pig. So I guess you would call it like a pig planter pot or something, so say?
But let's take, how about if we take a handmade clock as an example? So, So handmade clock. Now, what happens is for that itself, all you have to do, because you've taken three pictures of a handmade clock. Just an example, right? So once you take a picture of that, so you name the product handmade clock 1, handmade clock 2, handmade clock 3. So you will have you have three different pictures. You just show the different variants: handmade clock 1, handmade clock 2, handmade clock 3, and you name them once you've actually taken all the pictures of all the products. So once you've named them, that's when my data entry team, what they will do is, if you could just send me, all the information about the product itself, I will have the team look after the compilation of all of the entire data. So what happens is, you don't have to put in any details, just take the pictures, name them accordingly. If it's a pig pepper pot, what you could do is you could name that just name the product and add one or two or three in front of that. So that's how it keeps on you know, you, all you have to do is just take three pictures, rename them according to the name of the product, and put 1, 2, 3 after that, you know, depending on how many variations there are. So once that's through, the next part is to I will send you an, a CSV file where you put the name of the product and not the variants or the pictures that you have. Only put in the name of the product and then the specifications according to the tabs that are available. So that way, you know, all of the information will be compiled all in one go, and then we can just simply send that ahead, and that will be it. You know, that
okay.
will make things easier. So take three pictures, download them into your laptop, because again, you're going to take them by sequence, right? So they're all going to come in sequence. Now, within that sequence, you'd want to make sure that the sequence displays, you know, handmade clock 1, handmade clock 2, handmade clock 3, and then the pig pepper pot 1, pig pepper pot 2, pig pepper pot 3. That's how it's. That's how you're basically going to name them by, you know, pictures, by looking at the pictures one by one. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's just a lot of stuff that I have. I don't know how much of my phone is going to hold all that data. That's a lot of pictures. And I have, like,
uh-huh.
literally, like, 64 different planter pots, like, oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, other 10 different planter pots and faces. I mean, it's just, it's so, and that's just what I have out on the table right now. That's not everything. It's just a lot of pictures.
That may be a lot. So why don't you take just two pictures to begin with?
Okay.
Two pictures per product. That would be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I would recommend two pictures at least because, you know, people love to see variants, what it looks like from back and front or, you know, from
okay.
a different angle. So, you know, people love that. So anyways,
yeah.
that's what you could do. And from there, what we could do next is... yeah, so once you've compiled all of that, how about this? Just take all the pictures, take two pictures of each product and send all of them to me in one go. Now we'll look after the rest. Yeah, and then you just need to send me the specifications of whatever I need as far as your products are concerned. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds a lot more easier because you just overwhelmed my brain. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm working with one hand. This is going to be so impossible for me. Oh, my God, why is this happening to me right now?
That's fine. We'll look after that for you. You know, just consider this
okay.
as an extra value-added service from my end, okay?
Okay, okay.
Awesome. Okay, great. So let me
okay, that works.
This. Over to Mark and wait for
okay.
my email. I'll be sending it to you shortly. I'm just going out for lunch. I'll be right back in about less than an hour. So I'll then send that to you and then we can then take it from there, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
That's perfect. It was nice speaking with you, Jeff.